Hello, I'm Jorge Gestoso. On today's podcast, in Ecuador, the National Court of Justice in Quito was the scene of mobilizations to request the release of former Vice President Jorge Glass, kidnapped from the Mexican embassy in that city. It will be precisely in the National Court of Justice where the habeas corpus requested by the defense of Glass will be resolved. Meanwhile, Mexico started a procedure against Ecuador and asked the International Court of Justice to order provisional measures, among them the suspension of Ecuador from the United Nations. Former Ecuadorian Vice President Jorge Glass declared that he was a victim of torture during his kidnapping at the Mexican embassy in Quito on April 5th. I opened the door, they shone flashlights in my face and aimed rifles at me. I was in pajamas and asked to get my medicines. They kicked me, knee me, and stepped on my neck, he said, from La Roca prison during the virtual hearing initiated regarding the habeas corpus petition filed by his lawyer, Andrés Villegas, on Thursday. And the National Electoral Council of Venezuela and international observers signed an agreement to accompany the 2024 presidential elections in Venezuela to take place on July the 28th. And that's our news. I'm Jorge Gestoso. Please join me on another podcast of The News with Jorge Gestoso. Talk to you then.